This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden opened the first overseas trip of his term Wednesday with a declaration that the United States is back as he seeks to reassert the nation on the world stage and steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. Speaking to U.S. troops at Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in England, President Biden said his trip is about strengthening bonds and standing up to Moscow's aggression.
This is my first overseas trip as President of the United States. I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
Biden has set the stakes for his 8-day trip in sweeping terms, believing the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the coronavirus pandemic. It is also an open repudiation of his predecessor Donald Trump, who scorned alliances and withdrew from a global climate change agreement that Biden has since rejoined. News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden tomorrow will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance.
To help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan would not confirm the plan while flying to Europe with the president. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. The announcement comes days after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A Moscow court has outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremist, the latest move in a campaign to silence dissent and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. The ruling sends a tough message 1 week before President Vladimir Putin holds a summit meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden in Geneva. The Moscow City Court's ruling, effective immediately, prevents people associated with Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and his sprawling regional network from seeking public office. Many of Navalny's allies had hoped to run for parliament. The extremism label also carries lengthy prison terms for activists who have worked with the organizations and their donors. The leader of the Nigerian extremist group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has killed himself, according to a jihadi group linked to the Islamic State group. An audio recording purportedly from Abu Musab al-Barnawi, the leader of the Islamic State West Africa province, said Shekau detonated explosives, killing himself after a battle between the two groups. The audio message follows media reports last month that Shekau, one of Africa's most wanted men, blew himself up to evade capture by ISWAP fighters. This is the first time his death has been publicly acknowledged. There had been several false reports about Shekau's death in the past, with Shekau later appearing in videos to refute them. The long-running battle over the Keystone XL pipeline has ended. We get details from AP's Jackie Quinn.
TC Energy says it will work with government regulators to ensure a safe exit from the partially built pipeline that it was planning to use to run crude from the oil sand fields of Western Canada to Nebraska and then use other lines to the Gulf Coast. The company cites the inability of Canadian officials to persuade President Biden to reverse his cancellation of the pipeline's permit. The pipeline had been a campaign issue. Former President Trump revived the project, saying it would create thousands of construction jobs. But President Biden halted it over local environmental issues and overall concerns that burning oil sands crude would worsen global warming. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower with all three major indices finishing trading in negative territory. The Dow lost 0.44%, the S&P fell by 0.18%, the Nasdaq dropped 0.09%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.